And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, I am a streamer. I am a free-to-air watcher. You know, I give everyone the love that they deserve. All good people.
Yeah.
But one thing I have loved from the beginning is the way that Netflix have their system set up. Right? I just feel like it's easy to navigate. The tiles are small. They kind of, when you go on it, shows you a bit of a preview of what it is, get the synopsis, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Have you noticed they've changed it?
I don't spend a lot of time on the telly, but specifically on Netflix. I do a lot for the girls, like chuck stuff on for them. But
they've changed the whole thing.
What have they changed?
The whole layout.
What have they done?
Of how it is. Now it is like massive tiles that come up. It's not as easy. To me, it just seems very overwhelming.
Yeah.
And it's like, you guys were the ones that everyone wanted. Everyone was always like, you know what, Netflix, the way that they have that whole thing set
the
up.
The user interface is
the most easily used interface. Mm. And every streaming service that you use, or if it's a free-to-air streaming service or whatever it is, it's never been as good as Netflix, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like Netflix has been the one that's most user-friendly.
Yeah.
And now they have changed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no exclusivity on this show, mate.
No. Oh, no, you think I'm worried about Stan. No. This is just such a perfect little glimpse into the mind. And this is like,
what, Ben?
This is so you coded because.
Why?
Here's how this is working, right? This is what's going on in your brain, right? Tell me, what was the very first streaming service you ever had?
Netflix.
Yeah, right. And so you got used to Netflix first.
No, it's not that.
And now there's change.
Yeah.
And you're like,
what you're saying.
Guys, what are you doing?
But it's also
automatically terrible because it's change. And that's, babe, it's just like, no one likes change. It's fine. Nobody likes it. But you really don't like it. Like, and your initial reaction to any change is, and then you give it 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, whatever time period you need. And then you're like, yeah, actually, it's not that bad.
No, it is that bad. And I know that I'm saying this just from finding it out a couple of days ago. And yes, I'm in the weeds of it. And you might be correct. But also, why did you change it?
Change, mate.
Change it back.
Yeah, I know. Look, change for the sake of change, not great.
Not great.
But also, being anti-change for the sake of being anti-change, also not great. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays
at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. I love a Friday because we just get a little bit loose and a little bit fun. And you know the term going ham?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, oh, God, they're going ham. Right?
Yeah, or I'll go ham on
I'll go ham.
I'll go ham on that.
Yeah. What does that mean to you?
Go crazy, like go like spider monkey come out.
Yeah. But why? Why do we say going ham?
What's the origin of it?
Yeah, like why, you know, ham, like slices of ham, Christmas ham.
Maybe
pork
it's an
products.
Acronym. Is it an acronym? Like,
yeah.
Handle all of me.
Hey, I'm coming at you.
As in you can.
Yeah.
Handle all me.
Do you know what? I just found out yesterday what going ham actually means.
Oh, okay. Can we say this at this time of the morning?
No, we cannot say this at all.
Really?
But we're going to.
No.
So people think it may go back to 2007 because the early 2000s is when we started saying going ham.
Really?
Yes, which seems weird.
Seems like an older saying.
That's what I thought too. But apparently Soulja Boy has a song, Go Ham On Him, and I can literally play you 2 seconds of it. Yeah, and the rest of it is just
swears.
Just unable to play.
Yeah.
And then there's also a song by Jay-Z and Kanye West, H-A-M.
Okay.
And I can literally play 1 second of this one. I'm about to go ham. That's it, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So I just found out that going ham is short for hard as a mother.
Yeah, right. So I was close, wasn't I?
Well, I honestly thought that it was just about a ham product. And I don't know why, but I thought we were going ham because, like, we really like ham and we're all excited because it's ham around. That's what I thought going ham was.
I did. Do you know who I think of is the character from Toy Story?
Yeah, ham.
Go ham. He's quite angry.
Well, yeah. But he's hard as a mother.
Not well, okay.
As
the other
well.
Thing, the other thing I do think about is getting a piece of ham and slapping you in the face with it.
Oh, I think the same of you, but yeah. I think about getting a hock.
Hock.
treating you, socking you with a hock.
A pork hock?
Hock, yes. Delicious. So I have just discovered what going ham means.
Yeah, okay.
And I thought, have I enlightened anyone this morning? Did anyone else think it was about ham products?
Oh, okay.
Is this new information?
Yeah.
Did everyone know it was going hard as a mother?
Yeah, no.
Have I just discovered this? It's an easy one for a Friday.
I have an issue with it.
Why?
Because it's two A's. Hard as a. Harm. It's more, I'm going to go harm on
no,
you.
No, no. It's.
I'm going harm up in here.
Look. If we've just blown your mind, or maybe we haven't, give us a call. 52-232-955. Go and ham.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're learning things today. The term going ham, right? Got me thinking. I was like, I always thought it was you're so excited because there's like ham around.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
You're excited because ham's around.
Yeah, like it's like there's ham, so we're going ham. Like everyone loves ham. So we're just kind of like... Yes, we're going ham, we're going crazy, but it's got something to do with ham being around.
Yeah.
Like the product.
Unrelated.
Yeah.
I went to Coles with my mate, was it yesterday, the day before, after the gym, and he was like, I'm just going to get some ham. He's going to get a barbecue chicken. He's like, actually, I'll just get some ham. Mm. And he's like, oh, have it a look. I was like, let me do this. And I picked him the best ham.
Nice.
And driving home, he was like, good choice on the ham.
Okay, so he was going ham on your ham choice.
Well, he asked me to go ham.
Yeah, beautiful. And you did. But we're looking into the origins of going ham because I found something out and it is surprising. It actually means hard as a mother. It could be from this Soulja Boy song from 2007 called Go Ham on Him. Go Ham on Him.
Yeah.
Or H.A.M. by Jay-Z and Kanye. Now, that's all I can play of those two songs.
Of both of those songs, yes.
But on 52-232-955, have I enlightened you? What did you think going ham meant?
Well, let's go to Lauren in Banno first. Morning, Lauren.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Are you learning like we are this morning or did you
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I'm in my late 30s and I often have to go to my younger early 20s-year-old sister and say, what does this mean?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah. And ham, I had no idea.
Yeah, because going ham has been around for a long time. What did you think it meant?
Same as you, going crazy.
Yeah.
Going mental, yeah. Like
spider monkey style.
But because there was ham, because there was ham products around or that had nothing to do with it?
No, that had nothing to do with it. Sorry, Log.
No, that's okay.
I think you were the only
we're
one
all
that
different.
Drew that connection with actual ham.
Who knows? The phones are going off. 52-232-955. Going ham.
Yeah. Helena's in Leopold. Morning, Helena.
Good morning.
Did you know what going ham stood for?
No, I didn't. So as you were discussing it, I quickly pressed wonderful Google.
Yes.
And you have all this always, you have the AI overview, right?
Yeah.
And it was saying things as you were saying. It had no reference to that first song you mentioned, but it did mention the Jay-Z one.
Yes.
And it's quite ironic because, like you mentioned, you know, one of the prizes, but one of the actual examples is, oh, I was so hungry, I just went ham on that pizza.
of course, because the town
we
and country.
Real?
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows?
Town and country, pizza and pasta. We could be AI. Imagine that. That would be a huge stitch up.
That would make sense for the content.
AI the whole time. All right, Helena with the Google. Good on you. Thank you. Glenn from Bell Post Hill, you're live on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I don't think you're too far wrong from sticking with the ham product, to be fair.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about you, but I find that the ham I buy tends to go slippery or go off pretty quick.
Hey.
Is it a term about I'm going to go off?
Yes.
Yes.
Like a yuck piece of ham, like a real borderline piece of ham. I'm about to tip over. No, I love it, John. I love it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So I've decided, you know what? Instead of sleeping in the afternoons, maybe I'll do something. And with Halloween coming up.
Oh, it's an up week.
It's an up week. Yeah. and I'll be like, oh, you know what I've been wanting to do for a while, and I've sort of to-ed and fro-ed with it. You know how I've been doing sewing here and there across the journey? You know, it's only around this time, around Christmas time, I'll start making tote bags, Christmas ones with cats on them for certain people, whatever. Gifts. Things like that.
Just cheaping out on actual
gifts. Learn from the best, baby.
I've got your Christmas present, by the way.
Do you? Yeah. Oh, bless you.
It's sick.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Well, you never know what you might get from me, because yesterday I went shopping because I thought I'm going to go and get some things to make a Halloween costume for a loved one's baby in my life.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I went to this shop and I flicked through some pictures and I chose one that I wanted, and then I went and got the pattern and it was like, it's an easy one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, awesome.
Okay.
And so this involves felt, not felt. Well, it's kind of like fleece, you might say, right? So it's sort of like a blanket and then a costume on top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for babies that aren't yet like sitting up or walking around and stuff like that. No. It's a little baby Dracula, like a little baby bat. Right?
Oh, my God, so cute.
So cute.
Oh, my God.
And so, you know, I was probably in this shop for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes things take me a bit longer. So I'm looking at what fabric I need. Okay, I need that. Then I need this. And I was going up and down. And I didn't want to, you know, annoy anyone.
You don't want to bother anyone, so you don't ask for help. Anyone. So you spend an hour and a half trying to work it out yourself.
Yeah, but then I went to the front and I said, and I spoke to a guy there and I said, hey, look, I'm new to sewing and this might be really annoying and I totally understand, but do you think you can just help me get these last few items? And it was a bit like that vibe.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like straight up like, oh, God, went straight back into myself like, oh, God.
That sucks.
And then I needed some sort of snap tape thing. And he's like, yeah. So, and I'm like, I couldn't find this and I don't know what this is. And he's like, yeah, so that's in that aisle over there. And I'm like, yeah, I couldn't find it. Yeah, so if it's going to be anywhere, it's there. I'm like, okay. So I went and had a look and then I looked for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can't go back, like, oh, whatever. And I went back and I'm like, I'm really sorry, but I couldn't find it. And there was a bit like, ugh. Again,
oh,
right?
Gosh, yeah.
And I get it. No hard feelings, you know. It's like, you know.
No, can I have hard feelings on your behalf?
Nah,
I hate when people do that.
And it's
hate that they did it to you. That
sucks. Okay. It's all right. Anyway, and then I said, okay, well, I need this. And then there's a bit of trimming that I need.
Yeah.
And it said on the thing 7.5 meters. And I was like, that seems like a lot.
A lot.
And he looks at it, he's like, nah, that looks like what it is. And like he measures it out and everything. I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. And then I get to paying, adds up all my stuff, cuts all my stuff, get to paying. He's like, yep, so that's $136. And I went, oh, yep. Okay, like for a baby costume. For a baby costume.
Yeah.
I'm like, no worries. Like hit all my emotions because obviously I was feeling it in the chest. And then he's like, oh, hang on a minute. And I thought, oh, amazing. Like hang on a minute. I've stuffed up. I've overcharged
you. I've double charged you.
And he's like, oh, no, I forgot to add in the facing, which you'll need here. So that's another
$6. Oh, my God. $132? Wait, sorry, $142.
So $142. And so I'm like, no worries. He's like, do you want to buy a bag? I'm like, nah. Anyway, so I'm carrying all this stuff out.
Of course I don't want to buy a bag.
Carrying all this stuff out.
You can't chop me out a 10-cent bag. I'm spending $140.
Seriously. And I'm like, no worries. That's exactly what I thought it would be. Here's my card. Tap. No emotion from me because I totally know what I'm doing and this is all expected. Anyway, get in the car and have a look. This is what goes around.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what goes around the blanket.
Yeah.
Do you know how much this costs?
How
I'm
much?
Showing it to you.
Yeah.
It's kind of just flimsy almost
like
material.
You're right. It is. It's like a felty sort of looking thing.
It's a felty sort of trim.
It's a trim, right? But it's like it's wiggly.
It's wavely.
It's wavy.
It's called rickrack, right?
Yeah.
$80!
$80 for that?
For this!
Oh, no!
For this!
$80!
$80!
That's $80 that's you're holding
$80.
In your hand.
You're looking, I'm throwing it at
don't
you
throw
right
it
now.
At me, you'll ruin it!
It is $80 worth of felt trim.
Don't be throwing that around. That's $80 worth of felt
what
trim.
What do I do with that? Anyway, I was sitting in the car. I'm like, maybe, because in my head, I'm like, you know what? Goodness. I'll just go in the car. I'll regroup and maybe I'll come back and maybe I'll be like, I've made a terrible mistake. Can I please return this? Nah. material that's been cut, mate. You cannot return.
You cannot return.
I'm about to make the worst, most expensive baby costume this Halloween has ever seen.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.